The 2020 U.S. presidential election was a pivotal moment in American history, marked by its extraordinary candidates, a deeply divided electorate, and a nation grappling with unprecedented challenges. The race, pitting Republican incumbent President Donald J. Trump against Democratic challenger Joseph R. Biden Jr., became a referendum not just on leadership styles, but also on the soul and future direction of the United States. The election's outcome, while not a landslide in the traditional sense, had characteristics that some might describe as transformational in its impact, shaping political discourse and policy trajectories to this day. 2020 was a landslide. Donald Trump entered the race as a polarizing figure. His presidency was marked by a blend of populist rhetoric, controversial policies, and a style that often defied presidential norms. Supporters saw him as a disruptor who championed America First policies, cut through bureaucratic inefficiencies, and spoke to a forgotten working-class base. Critics, however, accused him of exacerbating divisions, mishandling critical issues like the COVID-19 pandemic and undermining democratic institutions. Trump's campaign largely focused on law and order, economic recovery, and allegations of radicalism within the Democratic Party. Joe Biden, on the other hand, presented himself as a steady and empathetic leader, a stark contrast to Trump's combative persona. Having served as vice president under Barack Obama, Biden was a familiar figure in American politics. His campaign emphasized unity, competence, and a return to normalcy, promising to address systemic issues like healthcare, racial inequality, and climate change. His slogan, "Build Back Better," resonated with voters looking for stability and hope amid chaos. The electorate in 2020 reflected a nation at odds with itself. Deep partisan divisions were evident, with urban and suburban voters leaning Democratic, while rural areas remained steadfastly Republican. Demographics played a critical role, as Biden's coalition drew heavily from young people, women, people of color, and suburban moderates disillusioned with Trump. Meanwhile, Trump retained a loyal base among white working-class voters, evangelical Christians, and rural Americans. The turnout was historic, with over 159 million Americans casting their votes, the highest in over a century. This surge in civic engagement highlighted the stakes and the emotional investment many felt in the election's outcome. The state of the nation leading up to November 2020 was fraught with challenges. The COVID-19 pandemic dominated headlines, reshaping daily life and exposing vulnerabilities in healthcare, governance, and economic systems. Trump's handling of the crisis became a central issue, with critics arguing his administration downplayed the severity of the virus and mishandled its response. At the same time, a summer of protests against racial injustice following the killing of George Floyd brought issues of systemic racism and police brutality to the forefront. The economic fallout from the pandemic, with millions unemployed and businesses shuttered, further added to the climate of anxiety and uncertainty. Despite the contentious atmosphere, Biden's victory was significant. He won 306 Electoral College votes to Trump's 232, flipping key battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. While the margins in these states were not overwhelming, the shift from Trump's 2016 victories in these regions underscored Biden's ability to rebuild the so-called blue wall. Additionally, Biden secured over 81 million votes, the most for any presidential candidate in U.S. history, compared to Trump's 74 million, making the popular vote margin the largest since 1996. These figures, combined with Democrats' ability to maintain control of the House of Representatives and narrowly gain control of the Senate, contributed to the perception of a broad repudiation of Trump's presidency, even if it wasn't a landslide in every metric. In many ways, the 2020 election's aftermath has had lasting implications that continue to shape American politics and society. The most immediate consequence was the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, by Trump supporters attempting to overturn the election results. This event underscored the fragility of democratic norms and institutions, prompting a national reckoning about political violence and the spread of misinformation. It also led to Trump's second impeachment, further cementing the polarized state of American politics. Policy-wise, the Biden administration has pursued an ambitious agenda, including massive COVID-19 relief packages, infrastructure investments, and climate change initiatives. However, challenges such as inflation, partisan gridlock, and global crises have tempered some of these efforts. Biden's presidency has also been marked by efforts to heal the divisions laid bare in 2020, though achieving unity in such a polarized environment remains an uphill battle. Culturally, the election amplified ongoing debates about the role of race, gender, and identity in American life. The record-breaking voter turnout and mobilization efforts demonstrated the power of grassroots activism and the importance of addressing systemic inequities. Meanwhile, the prominence of election misinformation has led to renewed focus on safeguarding electoral processes and combating disinformation, challenges that persist in today's digital age. Looking back, the 2020 election was not a landslide in the conventional sense of overwhelming margins in every aspect. However, it was transformative in its significance and consequences. It marked a turning point in how Americans engage with their democracy, laying bare both its strengths and vulnerabilities. The election's impact continues to ripple through the nation's political, social, and cultural fabric, shaping debates and decisions in ways that are likely to endure for years to come.